Cardinals and Giants series finale at AT&T Park. Luke Weaver would outdeal Madison Bumgarner in this game on the mound. But first, how about an incredible defensive play turned in by Gorkys Hernandez?
Bumgarner pitching, Posey catching, the pitch to Pham. Swing and a high drive deep into center field going way back there. Hernandez at the warning track, at the wall. He leaps, and he makes the catch! He robbed it. He vaulted himself up above the upper level of the wall and miraculously caught that ball.
2-0. He swings it. He hits a high drive to left field. Williamson watching this one, and it's gone. And even farther, much farther than the home run by DeYoung. That was a blast. Back-to-back home runs. It's 2-1 Cardinals. Martinez is 11th.
Poor, poor fan. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Bumgarner hits it a mile. Headed for Berkeley. Headed for Mount Diablo. Home run Bumgarner to tie the game. What a shot.
No reason to risk anything. Just shut him down for the rest of the season. 1-2 pitch. Martinez drives one toward right center field, headed into the gap, and nobody's going to get to it. This one, one hop up against the wall, and then it skims sort of crazily along the top of the wall and skips over the wall after it took its carom. So that will at least save a run for the moment. Martinez with another extra base hit, his third of the day. It's an automatic double. That forces DeYoung to stop at third. He would have scored easily without any kind of play. It is 7-2 Cardinals, but without a very weird bounce, it would have been 8-2. Cardinals can gain on the Cubs, moved to within 6 in the Central. Here's a called strike 3, fastball at the knees. That was a very low strike given by. Here it comes, and a called strike 3 with a changeup. 8th strikeout for Luke Weaver. The pitch, Williamson swings and misses, strike 3. And Luke Weaver, in what was probably his final inning, strikes out the side.
Luke Weaver, K's 9 in the game. He improves to 4-1 on the year as the Cards take 3-4, winning Sunday over the Giants 7-3. Paul DeYoung continues to impress. The rookie slugged his 21st homer of the year. Here's Giants skipper Bruce Bochy after the loss.
Yeah, there's a few things involved. He did miss a lot of time. That probably threw him off, trying to get in that good midseason form. But he was a little bit off today. He's coming off flu-like symptoms. Probably wasn't quite full strength. And I think it is a sign of the times. I mean, the ball's flying. You saw it today. There's some balls hit I thought were routine, and they were carrying to the warning track. So, but they threw out some pretty good at-bats. Up until that last inning, there were solo homers. I think all of them were. But, we stayed in the game. Then it got away from us once we took them out. But, it's part of the game now is this long ball. I mean, it's historic, the numbers you're looking at, in August and really from day one, how many home runs are being hit.
Bruce, you have been talking recently about evaluating players towards 2018. Could you talk a little bit about those three great plays by Gorkys and how this fall into the evaluating process towards next year?
Yeah, Gorkys had quite a game, didn't he? I'd have to, I'm trying to add up the runs that he saved us. Start the game, the second hitter. I think that ball was out of the park. What a great catch. He ran down the one ball with the bases loaded. Great catch, one coming in, and one in the left center gap. That's one of the best defensive games I've seen one player have with all the plays that he made. And he's a gifted outfielder. And whether it's left field, center field, or right field, he just does a great job. And it's exciting to watch those kind of plays.
He used more there for a couple innings. What did you see from him, and is that going to be more of a something you'll be doing more frequently here in the coming weeks?
You may see some starters get some work. You know, with him pitching in Chicago, I didn't want him going too long without getting on the mound. And what I saw was a very good two innings. Good location stuff. Yeah, I think he was excited about, you know, just going out there to help us out. And we had some guys we want to stay away from. We were down. We're heading in Colorado. So, you know, we had him available to get some work, and which I think he needed. So really worked out great. He gave us the two innings we needed. He got some work, and, you know, now he stays sharp when he makes a start in Chicago.
Just to confirm, you'll use Stratton tomorrow then?
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Right. Stratton is set to go tomorrow.
Both teams back in action Monday, the Cardinals in San Diego, while the Giants head to Colorado.